Brandon.
Hi, Brandon. This is Nikki from Local Stash. How are you doing?
Hey, how's it going? Good.
Sounds great. Sounds great. I'm actually calling with regards to your scheduled lawn interview, and this call will take around 40 to 45 minutes. It's now still a good time.
Yeah.
Sounds great. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Brandon, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal with today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, it will define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I see it here, Brandon, that you already signed the terms and conditions, but you're not done yet with setting up the security question with Tina. So let's select a security question for your business. So this question is for your protection. So anytime you call in to request any major changes in your account, our client services team may ask you for the security question. So the choices available are your mother's maiden name, the city you were born, or your first pet's name. So which one would you like to use?
Mother's maiden name.
Mm-hmm. And that would be?
Brundage. Brundage.
Gotcha. That's Brundage.
Yes.
Got it here. All right. Thank you so much for that. So now I'm going to go ahead and verify your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here, Brandon. Your business name is called BK and Sons Electrical Services LLC, correct?
Yes.
And the address that I have on here, that's 1007 Gary Street in Milton, Washington, 98354.
That is correct.
And is this a home address or an office location?
Both.
Both, I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes.
Sounds great. Will you be able to read to me your business license number and the expiration date? Just let me know if it's not handy.
Yes. Hold on 1 minute here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just take your time.
Yes. That. Finally. Sorry, I got kids running around over there.
That's okay.
Quiet area.
Not a problem.
Business license number, let's see here. Business ID. Unified business ID, yes. VIC 05-970-105.
I got 605-970-105.
Yes.
Did you get the expiration date?
September 30th, 2026.
Gotcha. Thank you so much for that. And let me see. Are you open to publicly displaying your home and office address? Google heavily rewards verified addresses with better local rankings. Are you okay to share your address online, or do you want to hide your address?
No, keep the address. Yeah, that's fine. I don't want to hide it.
Okay, we can share this. And I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
Okay. And later in the call, Brandon, I will be providing you your call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 253-409-9780?
Yes. I mean,
okay.
Yep.
And I just want to make sure that I got your correct email address, and that's bknsunelectric@gmail.com. Sunselectric@gmail.com.
BK, okay. The letter N, Sons mm-hmm. Electric.com.
Gotcha. BKN, Sons Electric dot, Sons Electric at gmail.com. Let me just.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. I get it here. And I see that you already have an existing website, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm actually pulling it up right now. Just want to make sure that I got the correct domain name. So that's bknsonselectric.com.
Yep.
Okay. And that leads me to my next question for you, Brandon. Would you like us to go ahead and promote your website as is, or do you want us to create a new design that can maximize your book jobs?
Just as is right now.
Okay, let's just promote it as is. All right. And since we'll be promoting it as is, let's go ahead now and set up your call tracking. So your call tracking is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line. So your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just go ahead, Brandon, and pull up the phone number or the call tracking number that my team set up for you. Let me know if you're okay with this phone number so we can finalize this, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the phone number that they got, that is 253-289-1677. Are you okay with this tracking number?
Yes. Give me one okay. second. Actually, I'm going to write that down.
Yep. You will receive a message or an email with regards to this.
Oh, okay.
The phone number. Okay. Yep. All right. Anyways, after we end the call, I will do a test call to make sure that this call tracking number works perfectly fine. Okay? And since we will be promoting your website as is, Brandon, to maximize your return on investment, you need to update your website to display a new tracking number, keeping your listings and online presence in sync. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. And also, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting? We do have a one-time fee of $19 for this, Brandon, and we'll record and implement a brand quality greeting in your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear a ring on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling BK and Sons Electrical Services LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. You can choose between a female voice or a male voice. We can use the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then a team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
No, not right now.
Yep, we can skip it. And if ever you'll be interested, you can always add this anytime, okay? And also, are you familiar with Google Workspace, or have you heard about that?
Yes.
Okay, sounds great. So I see that you have your own domain, so I just want to let you know that we have it here also in Local Splash, the Google Workspace. So Google Workspace allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents on your own domain. So you got the domain name bksunelectric.com, bknsunelectric.com, and with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant visibility. For example, you can have an email that says brandon@bknsunselectric.com or info or office at bknsunselectric.com. So that would build image trust with prospects and enables your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. And we do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. Is that a step you would like to add to your growth toolkit?
No, I don't want no add-ons right now.
Gotcha. All right, no worries about that. And just if ever you'd be interested, you can always add this anytime, okay?
All right.
All right. And now we're going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here, Brandon, shows that you do provide electrical services, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like, which services are most profitable? And which jobs do you want more of?
panel replacements.
Mm-hmm. Panel replacement.
What else? EV charger.
Okay.
Remodels. What else?
Okay. How about this? Let me help you with that. Let me see. Do you want it to be found first with the keyword electrician or electrical contractor? What do you think?
Electrician.
Gotcha. That is actually the top performing keywords. Anyways, I have pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you, Brandon. Let me know if you want to add or change any, because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy. Just apply if you want to make updates, okay? So you mentioned earlier that you do like a panel replacement. So I'm going to read to you this keyword and let me know. Just stop me if there's anything you want me to take out. So I have here electrician, electrical contractor, electrical services, emergency electrician, residential electrician. Do you also do commercial electrician or no?
No, just residential.
Gotcha. All right. So we have electrical repairs, electrical wiring, electric outlet installation, electrical fixture installation, main panel installation, main panel upgrades, and we have circuit breaker replacement, lighting installation, ceiling fan installation, EV charger installation, generator installation, surge protection services, electrical safety inspection, and electrical maintenance services. Are you okay with all those keywords?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And you mentioned earlier about panel replacement, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to add it here. And we already have the EV charger. So is the EV charger installation enough, or do you have any other keywords?
Nope. Everything that you had there is what I do.
Gotcha. Sounds great. Sounds great. And are there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
No. No, you covered it.
Gotcha. Anyways, Brandon, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, please reply to the email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
As far as other competitors, I offer a lifetime warranty on panel replacements, a 5-year warranty on everything that I provide and install. Most other companies do a 1-year warranty, if that. Trying to think of what else. Sets me apart. I use, for the most part, I use better materials. Trying to think of what else that separates me. It being a family business, I don't, what would you suggest?
Yep, actually, I'm going to ask you that one. I'm going to add, these descriptions that you have provided me are really good thing to start, okay? You mentioned about the lifetime warranty in panel replacement. This is a top tier. 5-year warranty on everything you provide and install. Yep, I just mentioned earlier, other companies only provide 1-year warranty, correct? So yours,
yes.
5 years, that sets you apart from them. And I may add, because this is very helpful for this business around your area, so is this a family-owned business?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. Do you offer free estimates?
Estimates, yes. Troubleshooting, no.
Okay. Free estimates, yes, but no to troubleshooting. And is this locally owned and operated?
Yes.
Okay. Let me note it here. All right. Thank you so much for that, Brandon. And do you have a mission statement? Let me check your website.
Yeah, there should be. My wife put that together.
I see. Is there something in here that says on who we are, right? Oh,
yes.
What a beautiful family you got. Beautiful
Thank
wife.
You.
Beautiful
Thank
wife.
You.
Amazing. All right. So, yep, we can use this for your mission statement. I see it says here that you're dedicated to commitment, safety, integrity, and exceptional service. So we can have this. This is very good. This is written well. And do you have a tagline?
Yes. Family owned, professionally wired.
Gotcha. Family owned, professionally wired. Okay. And how many years have you been in business?
This is our first, to be honest, month.
This is your first month.
Yes.
Yeah, finally you started the business. So you started just 2026, but how many years of experience do you have?
20.
Now that's what we're talking about. So the business started this year, but you have the 20 years of experience. So this would be good. I'm going to note it this way, okay?
Okay.
And how many people work with your company?
Just myself right now.
Okay, we have one right now, and you only work for residential, so I'll note it here. I'm going to take out the commercial for you. And what are your hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, I believe we have 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm. How about Saturdays and Sundays? Are you closed, or do you do by appointments?
I would do an appointment on Saturday. I just don't normally book work for Saturdays. I would do an emergency call if I was available. I just don't normally book jobs for those days. Those are normally family time or working on the house or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but would you like me to just tag it here as close on weekends, or do you want to do by appointments on Saturdays and Sundays close? What do you prefer?
Sunday definitely closed, Saturday by appointment.
Gotcha. All right. Let me note it that way. And what types of payment do you accept?
Cash, check, card, the card is I believe 3% add-on fee. Out of those, that's what we do.
Okay, so you do cash, checks, and cards?
Yes.
All right, you don't do any Zelle, Venmo, Cash App?
My wife does have Venmo, so we could through her, but I don't have Venmo yet.
Gotcha. All right, if you're comfortable with having just cash, checks, and cards for now, let's do it that way then.
Yes.
Okay? All right. So now that we have your business information, Brandon, you do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you this option because blanketing 100 directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. So you will appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So which option do you prefer?
I don't want the spam calls. I've been getting them ever since I put the post on Facebook.
Let's work with the first option?
Yeah, no spam.
Okay. Let's work with the first option, the one that we highly suggest. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key asset for booking high-value jobs. So I see it here, Brandon, that your business is located in Milton, Washington. So for this, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? And I would like to give my suggestion because, of course, I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes. Do you think we could work on that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it should be under 2 hours driving distance so that your Google Business profile will not get suspended, okay?
Yes.
All right.
So I try to stick to what we call here the South Puget Sound area, and I can list those cities off for you.
Yep. Can you provide me the cities?
Yes. One is my home city, Milton, Washington, mm-hmm. Edgewood, Washington, mm-hmm. Puyallup, Washington, mm-hmm. Tacoma, mm-hmm. Federal Way, Sumner, what else? Auburn, Kent,
we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You have provided me 8 already. Like, do you want to add more?
That is probably, you got Tacoma, you know, I think that covers, that's a good, I think that's a good start.
Gotcha. Yep. We actually can work with this. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay.
Awesome.
You have Milton, Edgewood, Puyallup, Tacoma, Federal Way, Sumner, Auburn, and Kent.
Yes.
Gotcha. And do you know if you have a Google Business profile?
Yes, we do.
Yep. Actually, before I try to call you, I checked if you do have an existing one. And wow, you got 7 good reviews on your Google Business profile. Good job.
Yes.
So I just want to make sure, Brandon, does your Google Business profile that I'm seeing right now have the same name as you have on your business license and insurance? Because we need the names to match in case we need to do a verification with Google.
It should be. Because I had to do the verification to get the Google profile in the first place, so it should be.
Okay, so that's BK and Sons Electric.
Hold on 1 second. No. So it does not, that's right. So essentially our business license says BK and Sons, Electrical Services. The Google Business profile is, let me get that.
BK and Sons Electric.
Yes.
Okay.
So slightly different, but not much.
Gotcha. So in case Google might need to do verification, I will just let my team know that the business name that we have right now is the correct name that you have on your business license and insurance. Okay? So for us to be able to work and optimize in your Google Business profile, do you have access to your Google Business profile? Okay.
Yes.
Can you add SS Manager so we can optimize?
And
I can walk you through. Just let me know, okay?
Yep. I'm on it.
Okay. You're on it. And what are you seeing right now? Are you on the page that says Edit Profile?
Profiles.
Yes. Okay. On Profile Strength, did you see any few dots? It's usually beside Profile Strength.
Oh, yeah, the 3 dots, yeah.
Gotcha. Yep, can you tap on it, please? And you should see Business Profile Settings.
Yes.
Okay, and tap on it. You should see Managers or People in Access.
People in Access.
Okay, tap on it, and there's an Add button, and it will route you to the email address box.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to read to you the local / listings number. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so you put in 552-554-6200.
Hold on.
Okay.
Sorry. N or M?
Oh, five, just numbers.
Oh, so it's just
552-554-6200.
local splash settings. Yep.
Gotcha. And you should receive a pending notification once you add a DSS manager to your Google Business profile. And I should see it here in my end also. Let me see if you have successfully added DSS managers. Waiting for it to come through. And I got it now. Thank you so much for that, Brandon. So I will let our Google team know they have successfully added DSS manager to your Google Business profile. And I think that you have received an email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, correct? So I see that Tina sent it to you just this morning. Let me see. Okay, so yep, we sent you an email that says to get your Google Business profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed further, and that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You mentioned earlier that you did the verification with Google. That's why we see that your Google Business profile is up and running on the Google page. But if you can send the following requirements for us, Brandon, that would be very helpful. Because as I have mentioned earlier, in case you need to do a re-verification with Google, especially that your business name has a different name with your insurance, I mean, your Google Business profile has a different name with your documents, they may ask. So we already have this in file, okay? So it says pictures of the following, tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we will be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed, okay?
Okay, I'll get that done.
All right. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. And also, Brandon, one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
So what exactly does that do? What do you mean, like a weekly post?
Yep. So our Google team will do a weekly post on your Google Business profile because this will help with the optimization. You will see what we do post on your dashboard. So if ever you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit or delete it to your dashboard.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially it is very helpful with the optimization of your Google Business profile. Anyways, you can always delete it if you don't like, okay? So let's work with this. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
No.
If you don't have a Yelp page yet, nothing to worry. We can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that it will be optimized, but you need to have a call tracking number with us, which you already opted in, so we will be able to complete the Yelp page creation. Would you like us to create a Yelp page for you? No extra cost for this.
Yes.
All right, so let's create Yelp. And let's talk about your Facebook business page. I see Tina left a note for me that you do have an existing Facebook business page, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, do you have access to your Facebook business page?
Yes.
Okay, can you grant us admin access so we can optimize? I will be sending you a special link with this, okay? So
yeah.
I will be sending you a secure one-click link to grant us partner access. So it typically takes 1 to 2 minutes. So once added, Brandon, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information, so please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information. So I do see here that you have Facebook ads as part of your package, correct?
Yes.
Sounds good. So I'm going to send you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running. So let me send it to you right now, and you should receive it in a moment. Okay, so there's a link here on the email that I sent you. It says click here. And anyways, it will ask you to log in to the personal Facebook that you use in creating your Facebook business page. But you don't have to worry, Brandon. We will not have any access to your personal Facebook. We will only be working directly with your Facebook business page. Okay? It will ask you to create a page that you will grant us access. So just let me know once you receive the email, because I wanted you to add this as soon as possible so we can work on a correct timeline for your Facebook ads.
Yep. Let me get...
And you have multiple devices at the same time. Hold on.
All right. Yeah, just take your time.
Let me get...
And would you like me to continue asking you questions, or would you like
yes.
me to wait for... Okay.
Nope,
all right.
You can.
Okay.
We'll just see how I can answer them.
All right. And anyways, if you need assistance when it comes to adding a sysadmin through the link that I sent you, just let me know. And let's talk about your Facebook ads, which is part or which is included in your strategy. So for your Facebook ads, let me just check if your account were here. Okay. So you have Facebook ads included. Would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team to handle this for you?
I guess a creative team. I mean, I guess basically my company logo and... is it no extra cost?
Yeah, no extra cost for this.
Okay, yeah, then yes.
Yeah, because you do have Facebook ads. You'll run the ads for you, so if you're not comfortable sending you a specific picture or messaging for the campaign, we will have a creative team work on it, because they're very good at this. So, let me see. But do you have a lot of photos that you can send?
I have some. I will have more as of Friday. I have done side work for years, but I didn't feel comfortable with using pictures working for a different company and use,
gotcha.
You know what I mean? I had an ethical problem with that. So
that's okay. That's okay. So you mentioned that you will have more photos soon. So that is very helpful, actually. So I highly suggest that if you have coming photos, you upload them to your dashboard or app or send it to us, because that is very helpful with the optimization. So keep on sending more photos or new photos. Okay. So for now, you only have some photos, but that would also be very helpful. Anyways, if you don't have photos yet, our team will use some stock photos or AI-generated images if that's okay with you. Anyways, that is only placeholders that we can always revise anytime, okay?
Yes.
And for your Facebook ads, Brandon, there are three lead response methods, and you can only choose one. Okay, we have this, what we call as form fill, where your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. The other options are calls or Facebook Messenger, but what we actually highly recommend, Brandon, is using the form fill, because it will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. And
But I think Messenger would be the better way to go, because I don't have a laptop with me at work. Like, I'm on the job. I'm on the, you know what I mean? Me having the ability to see this either on my phone or tablet is much easier than.
Gotcha. All right. Would you rather have Messenger or with form fill, you also receive SMS in real time?
Oh, yeah. That too. Yes.
Okay.
So basically anything that I can get on my phone without having to.
Yep. Okay. So. Actually, the reason why I highly recommend the form fill, because most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fill, and that's what our Facebook team actually see with more success. Would you like to do the form fill? Anyways, you can receive SMS, or are you comfortable with Facebook Messenger?
So what's the form fill again? Sorry, is that...
Mm-hmm. For the form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad, and the information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time.
Oh, then let's do that.
Okay, yep. And we recommend that you reach out to them as soon as possible. All right. So let's work with the form fill. Because, you know, Facebook Messenger, we actually don't highly recommend that because of some, you know, errors or some spam messages that happened. So let's work with the form fill. And our team is available Monday through Friday. That is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out if needed?
Let's do Friday mornings.
Mm-hmm. Can we only call you Friday mornings if you have some urgent concerns?
Yeah, let's do that. I would just hate to miss your call when I'm in the middle of something and it's tough for me to get back to you, and then before you know it, it's the next day.
So let's do Friday mornings. Okay, I'm going to note it here so my team would know that you will only be available Friday mornings. Is that going to be 7 a.m. to 11 or 12?
Between the hours of 7 and 11.
Okay. And do you have, you do have a logo, right? I see it on your website.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I do hope that you'd be able to upload your logo to your dashboard or through your app. Okay, so we can use it for the marketing campaign. And now, Brandon, you will see several important emails from us soon. First, review your keywords list, the one that we just discussed earlier, and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Please reply to the message. And if you have the photos, videos, or logo, you can send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images, so if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry-stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
What would you recommend? Honestly, I try to, being a family company, I want to be as authentic as I can.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd prefer to use as much of my work as possible, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you mentioned earlier that you don't have much photos for now, right? So if you don't have enough photos. Yep.
Yeah.
If you don't have enough photos, we can use AI-generated images or stock photos. But you also said that if more photos will come on Friday. So
yeah,
if you don't want us to use, if you don't want us to use some stock photos, that's okay. We can use your photos. I will let my team know that we will stay away from stock photos for your business. Would that work for you?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So let me
hold on one second. I'm trying to get the Facebook.
Gotcha. All right. Let's wait for that.
I'm on the phone. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Hold on. You're good. I'm multitasking. Hold on, Dad. I'm having a meeting with someone, and let me get the laptop. Yes. Let me ask. My oldest son made my Facebook account, so let me ask him what the password is. Connor! He's gone. What the crap? I'm sorry.
Yeah, just take your time.
I'm not even sure. Oh, hold on. Now I can count. Find where my password is. Okay, I will have to guess what this is.
Okay.
I'm not even sure it's accurate. Kind of. Well, the Facebook might take a few minutes till my son gets back because he knows.
All right. Yep. And yes, it's okay. That's okay. If he will not, if you will not have any access to your Facebook, if you will, if he forgot to log in, just let me know. I will try my best to get a different way for you. Okay.
Okay.
Let me see. Okay. And while waiting for that, let's talk about the time frame and what to expect.
Okay.
So for this, Brandon, your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates because your growth is monitored daily and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directed to Local Splash, okay?
Okay.
All right. And of course, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what
okay.
day and time would work best for you? You got your son?
A Friday morning.
All right. So best for you. I will send you also a calendar invite as a reminder. So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up your calendar, my calendar real quick. And let
yep.
me see. Okay. It's going to be same day, Wednesday, but if you want to do Friday, that would be okay. So one,
yeah.
That's going to be on the 8th. Wednesday is going to be the 8th of April, but if you want to do it on a Friday, we can do 10th. So that would be okay?
Yes. Friday
okay.
the 10th.
Mm-hmm. And what would be the best time for you on Friday? I mean, on the April 10th.
Can we do 7 a.m.?
Yep. Let's do 7 a.m. Pacific. All right. Anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call. And as I had mentioned earlier, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you'll be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, Brandon, it will display as a not valid lead, but
okay.
you will still be able to review and play it, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. And actually, this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth in Local Splash. While waiting for your son, do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
No. I think I'm good for right now. Yeah, and I will have the Facebook set up for access for you guys here shortly. I'll let you know.
Gotcha. Yep. And also, Brandon, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we will adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific, Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat, so please feel free to call us back because we are here to help. If we can't answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your email and text for status updates and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again, Brandon, for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward to helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, before I let you go, would you like me to wait for you to give us access to your Facebook business page, or would you like to open it?
No, I will. I'll get it handled here very shortly.
Gotcha.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's okay. Anyways, if you will not be able to receive your access to your Facebook page today or in the next day, we will try to reach out to you to remind you, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brandon, for your time. Do you have any other concerns?
Nope. I think I'm good for right now. Thank you.
I'm going to do a test call in a few minutes to your call tracking number. Okay? Thank you, Brandon. Enjoy the rest of the day and take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.